This is Jenny G, and it's time for the Nonprofit Spotlight, where we take a look at the incredible work happening in the nonprofit sector. And I am thrilled to have joined me today the conductor of Tucson Pops, Laszlo Verish. Laszlo, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome, and thank you for pronouncing my name right.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm a little geeked out because I have attended many Tucson Pops Sunday evening concerts and just really appreciate the resource that is provided to our community, these free, gorgeous outdoor performances. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the interview. I'd love to start with learning a little bit about what the Tucson Pops organizational vision is.
Well, actually, it's pretty simple. 65 years ago, a gentleman by the name of George de Meester, who was an outstanding violinist from Belgium, decided to put a little orchestra together and to play free concerts to the public. Simple as that. And his musical selections were varied, kind of European influence of the operettas and whatever the popular tunes were, waltzes, polkas. And then it's been going on for 65 years. Now, at the very beginning, his orchestra was in a truck. And they went from here, stopped, played a concert, went over there, played a concert, one of those flat tops. It was a small group, eventually grew, and today we are up to 50 members, professional musicians. And then Mr. Bucky Steele took over and kept the same vision going, keeping free concerts to the public. And I came on the scene about 25 years ago, so you might have seen me conducting when you were a child. And we are keeping the same vision, keeping the free concerts going for the masses in Tucson, Arizona.
Beautiful. It's something to be truly proud of. Does your organization have a mission statement?
My mission is actually to provide free concerts to the public.
Simple as that.
People who can afford it, we provide it for them. Families can come with children, even bring their four-legged friends over there, and they just sit back and enjoy the free concerts, and we provide good stuff. I think it's good stuff. Okay.
Anyway, really good stuff. Really good stuff.
We can talk about my program selections.
Let's get into the specifics of Tucson Pops and the Sunday evening performances happening for free at the Reed Park de Meester Outdoor Performance Center, which was named after the originator of this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So tell us about this series.
Every year we start at Mother's Day, and we usually play 5 or 6 concerts in the spring and about 3 or 4 in the fall.
Joining me once again for the Nonprofit Spotlight is the conductor of Tucson Pops, Laszlo Verish. How can people learn more about Tucson Pops, take a look at what the programs coming up this coming weekend might be?
All they have to go, just go to the internet, punch in Tucson Pops Orchestra, find events, and show you all the programs we are playing for the whole summer.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's all there.
Thank you so much for coming down to our sweet little station. It's truly an honor and a joy to have you here joining us. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.